Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Divine Goddess Radio. We are your hosts, Marie Langley
and Beth Jacobson,
and we're excited to have you join us. We have created the show as a venue to discuss the many facets of healing, shifting, and spirituality. We will have discussions on various topics and will feature many guests, including healers, psychics, mediums, and speakers.
Our show will be on Sundays from 6 to 7 p.m. Central Standard Time. You can follow our show on Blog Talk and check out our blog at divinegoddessradio.wordpress.com. Our email address is divinegoddessradio@gmail.com. We'd love to hear your feedback and insight about our show. You can reach Beth at 651-900-4136 if you have anything that you would like to discuss, and Marie at 651-303-0555. You can also download our shows as a podcast using the iTunes or RSS feed buttons on our Blog Talk Radio show.
And our chat room will be open for any questions, so please feel free to type in and ask a question or just say hello. And tonight, on this very snowy evening here in Minneapolis, Minnesota, we will be chatting with Jeannie Crescenzo. Jeannie is a minister of Melchizedek, if I say that right, Jeannie.
Melchizedek.
She's a psychic medium. Okay. A psychic medium and channel, an Usai Reiki master, advanced theta healer, and artist. She has been working with others, giving readings and healings for 10 years. She's a member of Best American Psychics, which tests their members for authenticity, ethics, and accuracy. She has been featured as a guest on a variety of radio shows and is currently a co-host on Creative Consciousness Cafe on Blog Talk Radio. Jeannie's website is www.lightofthesoulascension.com. Her phone number is 651-214-6560, and her email is Jeannie, it's J-E-A-N-N-E, at lightofthesoulascension.com. Welcome, Jeannie.
Hello. Good evening, ladies.
Hello, hello, Jeannie. First, let's start off with, would you like to tell everyone just a little bit more about yourself and, you know, specifically what it is that you do?
Oh, absolutely. I would consider myself a healer in everything that I do, even the psychic mediumship that I do. I'm a psychic medium. I'm an energy healer. I'm an artist, and I am also a spiritual teacher. And I do a lot of workshops on helping people develop their intuition from going into the more advanced, what I would call the ascension process, kind of aiding them in that area. And I absolutely love what I do. I absolutely love it. I don't think I would trade it for the world. Corporate America just wasn't for me, ladies. Just wasn't for me. I went down that road. Yes, I went down that road. And for what it was worth, I enjoyed the road while I was on it. But things change, and it became like a personal push for me. Ready or not, the universe told me, you are coming out of your shell and you're going to expose yourself to the world in what you are, ready or not. And so I went kicking and screaming because, you know, this was always a part of me, but I think it was just the fear of exposure. And I think that there are a lot in my position who have gone through that in their life.
Oh, exactly. So how did you finally take that step forward and get into that line of the work?
What really helped me was actually I had no idea that I was going to get into this line of work. I had no idea. But once I turned 19 years old, even though I had had spiritual experiences the whole entire time, you know, while I was growing up, I never considered this. This was not even an option, you know. This wasn't even something that got talked about at the dinner table, if you know what I mean. I grew up in a Catholic household, so you get it.
Oh, yeah. Yes, you do.
So when I turned 19, what had happened is I remember one day watching TV, And I was watching the Montel Williams show, and he had on Sylvia Brown. And I remember having the thought to myself, and this is where you're going to be within 10 years. This is what you're going to be doing within 10 years. And I'm like, what? Where did that thought come from? Didn't even think of it, you know. And I became very enamored with suddenly following my spiritual path. I wanted to learn about everything healing. I wanted to expand who I was. And I began to realize that some of the things that I was experiencing were not normal. You know what I mean? Not everyday occurrences. I had to kind of acknowledge that, no, this is a spiritual occurrence, but they felt very, very natural for me. So it seemed very logical for me to take that next step, although it was, there's so much information. I could write a book. I mean, really, about that area of my life and how I got to being where I am.
So what were some of the experiences that were not common day occurrences? What were you experiencing? Just so there's other people out there who will be going, oh, my God, that I can relate. I can relate. And they're not even thinking twice about it, going, wow.
Well, I there's a few different ones. One, when I was 13 years old, the most prominent one that sticks out in my mind is I went through an unusual bout of anxiety and depression to the point of I had gone to see a doctor because it was affecting me physically in a certain area of my body. They didn't know how to diagnose it. They said, oh, it's just stress. Here, take this pill. And what ended up happening is I had the presence of mind, and I was sitting in my bedroom. I remember this very, very vividly, sitting in my bedroom, and I remember thinking out loud to myself, okay, what is this? What is going on? There is nothing to account for in my life that explains what I am going through right now. What happened was the moment I thought that, it literally felt like I was pulled out of space and time. And I felt myself as this giant, vast being of light, completely at peace, completely at my center, in my true, what you would call my true identity. This was what I really was. And what I saw was, and what my attention was connected to all of a sudden, was two little, what looked like threads, coming from my energy field and attached to two people that I never recognized for the life of me, didn't know in physical life that I was aware of at the time, who are going through severe anxiety and depression in certain circumstances in their life. And from that, I just felt this incredible sense of peace. And I understood then what a healing cord was, what a healing psychic cord was, and that it opened me up in a way that I can't even describe. And all of a sudden, I was back in my room, very much at peace, very calm, very balanced. It felt like such a natural thing had happened, yet so profound. I didn't bat an eye at it. It felt very... I can't even describe it. It felt very, it was almost like a very shamanic experience of going outside of space and time and having a deep, deep understanding of how we are all interconnected and how we can feel what's going on with another and what it is that we can do to heal that. That was my first experience being on the direct healing path is what I would call it.
Okay,
that's a little out of the norm than your average
spiritual
experience.
It is. I was wondering if you can explain a little bit further the healing cord, because you said that you saw the healing cord to two people, but do you think they were people just somewhere in the world, or these were
aspects of yourself?
Yeah.
What I felt was it was a little of everything. At the time, I was too young to truly understand what was going on. But now, coming as far as long as I have, and I tune into that, that was past life. Those were people It was both aspects of myself and both people from past lives that I was still connected to, that I was feeling their pain, aspects of myself that I was feeling pain from, and particular aspects of myself that took me many years to understand how to heal. And took, you know, it wasn't something that happened overnight. It brought me deeper and deeper into a place of understanding of healing and on the human soul level.
That's the piece that I was picking up when you were talking about that. How cool. You said you were 13 years old or 15 when that happened.
You know, I can't even remember. It was from the ages between 11 and 13.
Wow.
I can't even remember. I just remember having severe anxiety. And later, I went through the same thing again, only later what it ended up being was there were spirits who really wanted my attention to pass along a message, and I wasn't doing it. I was blocking it. And the anxiety became so intense that when I finally acknowledged the spirits that were trying to get my attention, it felt like 1,000 pounds was lifted off my soul. It was like everybody was celebrating in the room. It was... I was like, finally, she is paying attention. Yes, we're so happy. Okay, here's the message. You know, it was above and beyond even getting the message. It was me needing to get the message to listen, pay attention.
Well, I think that is so courageous for you, and thank you for being able to share that part of your experience, because that's a very intimate detail, because you never know how anybody's going to respond to that. But, Jeannie, you would be amazed at how many people have had similar experiences, especially the kids, and they don't know what they're supposed to do with that and what they're supposed to, who do they go to? And the parents are, a lot of parents are so unaware of that. And, you know, we just, right now, society-wise, the first thing that a lot of people do, it's let's put them on medication and not look at what's really going on. So it's, I think that's just wonderful, because somebody out there just needed to hear that piece of information just now going, oh, my Lord, this makes sense. It so makes sense.
Well,
so,
and here's the thing, too. Thank you. You're welcome. In regards to the kids, I'm so passionate about the kids that are coming in that are so open. Oh, my God. These children, the best thing that their parents can do for them, if there's any parents listening, is educate yourself.
Yeah.
Educate yourself before going into fear. Because these kids don't necessarily need to learn how to do anything with their gift as so much as they need support and that nurturing from their parents and their that guidance from their parents. Because it seems to me they already know what to do with it.
Well, guess what, Jeannie? There's your book right there.
I'm going to write about
it. Would be amazed. It would be, you know, it would be a guidebook, and it's a very simple book, but that is needed. You'd be amazed at how needed it is out there.
Well, I'm writing it down. Believe me, I'm taking notes as we're doing this. I receive a lot of
information
when I do
for
radio
you, that
shows.
Is a guidebook for... That is a perfect book. The experience, who better to sit here, and what an experience to be able to share and talk about what you needed from your parents. Because did you tell your parents about what you experienced?
I think there were times when I attempted to, but realized that their fearful reaction, I learned very quickly that I cannot talk to them about this yet. Now I can. Now I can, because they have grown also. But I just pay attention to what my intuitive feelings are when I'm talking with someone. What are they ready for? And a lot of times I can't judge. I can't judge because they might be totally ready and I wouldn't know it. You know what I mean?
Exactly.
So you have to keep a very open mind.
Yes, you do. You do.
Yeah. You know, and you mentioned also earlier that you help people with the ascension process. Can you explain that a little bit? I mean, is that something that you do in your sessions?
You know, I do actually offer healing, that the basis of it, it's called Soul Star Activation Ascension Therapy. It's a long word. It's a long word. But it is, the basis of it is to, there's three parts to it. One is clearing out the clutter from your energy field. Okay, clearing out the what I would call the stress, the energy that is not yours, bringing in your soul fragments, your energy that's scattered, clearing out the etheric cords that are draining your energy. And then what I do is I do a DNA, a spiritual DNA activation. What that does is it realigns your soul's energy within your body. And kind of what it does is it turns on what I call the spiritual DNA in all the cells. It's fun to watch it happen. It's really fun to watch it happen clairvoyantly. And what it does is it allows you to snap back directly into your soul path, into your true energy. And from there, I work with what I call my light being, my tribe of light beings, and we work on creating a space that allows the higher self, the higher vibrational self of the person that I'm working with to come and step into and connect more deeply with their human consciousness. And I have had some amazing experiences just being the facilitator of that healing and just feeling the energy of that person that I'm working with shift and carry so much of their soul presence. And you can see it in their face, you can see it in their energy, and it's just, I love doing it. I absolutely love doing it, just being able to be there and be present during someone's transformational shift. I just think it's the coolest thing. I get really wired up about it.
Exactly. Yeah. So, okay, so say someone comes to you for a session.
Yeah.
Can you kind of walk through, you know, for a listener that wants to book a session with you, can you kind of book or kind of walk through what your session is like, you know, and then how is it different from other people's sessions?
Absolutely. Well, I have a lot of people who come to me and they look at all what I have to offer and they're like, I don't know what I need. And I'm like, perfect. Come and see me. So what I do with them is I just sit down. I connect with the highest light possible. It's usually the creator vibration. And that allows me to see in perspective of what it is in that person's best and highest interest to help them in their current energy of where they are now. And usually it comes across in exactly the way that that person needs. So it's either a healing or I go into a reading type session. So when I'm doing a reading with someone, I tap into different layers, what I call the different dimensional layers of that person, of the energy around them. So I'm connecting with their soul vibration, their angels, their guides, their loved ones. They're communicating with my guidance communicating with me. It creates a circuit, a perfect circuit of energy. And usually everything that they need addressed gets addressed. And everything that needs to come in for their highest good does. And so when people come to me, I say, come, you can have your questions prepared if you like. But it doesn't matter. Either way, we're going to get to that information one way or another. And so I kind of describe myself as an interdimensional communicator. You know, when I say psychic medium, to me that's interchangeable because it's the same thing. You're the conduit of all these different vibrations. And that's, I think, where my session, where I might do things differently from someone else, is I'm tapping into all of the possible resources that I can to help this person receive the information, release their energetic block, bring in their higher self, that kind of thing.
So how do you receive your intuitive information? Is there like a specific group of beings that you work with or a team?
I do work with a higher guidance team. I have specific spirit guides that I work with for certain types of healing, a different specialist.
Okay.
I work with a different specialist, you know, like, you know, a different kind of specialized doctor, if you will.
Yes.
For different things that I work with. And the teams that I work with are from all over the, what I would call, all over the galaxy. I've got people who are, I call them people, I've got people who are work directly with the earth plane. I've got beings that I work with when working with on shifting the vibration of someone's energy field. So it just depends on the circumstance of who that I'm working with. And I received my information in several different ways. Like, one is I'm very clairvoyant, I'm a very visual person, and the visions I receive tend to be to the point and to the situation. I also receive things very empathically, you know, clairsentiently. I'm a feeler. I get strong feeling. I also hear words, see words, and when I connect with my guidance, it feels like there is a stream of high energy. I get that, what I call the channeling buzz, where you just feel that high energy flowing through you, and the information just flows right out of your mouth. Your brain shuts down. It just flows right out. You don't worry about what's coming out. You just let it go. And so if that kind of wraps it up in a nutshell, I just kind of let it go. I let it flow. Now, there we go. There we go.
Now, Jeannie, have you noticed there are many people who are, since December 21st, have experienced a change in their guides? Have you gone through that experience?
I have gone through that experience. And I have to say that it depending on the situation, sometimes it can be felt in such a deep way that it's almost like you go through a little bit of what I call the dark night of the soul, or the desert period.
Yeah.
Sometimes that happens during a guide change. I have experienced that. So for anybody who's experiencing that,
Could you explain that a little bit more? So people who are just now coming in and they're going, what in God's green earth are these people talking about? Could you explain what that feeling would be like, so somebody can make that connection of saying, wow, I'm not the only one who's going through this?
Yeah, well, you know, not every dark night of the soul is a guide change. However, usually as you're shifting and you're moving into a new vibration of being and carrying a new energy, you know, you have to swap out some of your team members that you work with, right? So what happens is sometimes when you're working with a particular guide, you have a bond with that person. Okay, I'm going to call person, that spirit, that you have a very strong bond. And so you've created an energetic bridge with that being. And so that energetic bridge, in order for that to shift and change, has to, for the lack of better human terminology, and there might be better terminology than I'm using now, has to dissolve a little so that you can create a new bridge with another being who is there to help you on your new path in life. So I would describe that as sometimes there's a sense of loss that you begin to feel, a feeling of isolation or feeling of aloneness, not having the same connection or feeling with your guide as you once did. For some people, that can feel very, you get that feeling of feeling very alone. And that's when you may go into what I call a dark night of the soul, where you feel very isolated and disconnected from God, the goddess, the source. You may feel disconnected from your guidance because all of that is shifting. It'll return. It's only temporary, but because of that energetic link is shifting, that's where you may feel human, on your human consciousness, this sense of loss or disconnectedness. Does that help explain that?
Yeah. Oh, you did a fabulous job on that.
Yeah.
Do you feel that it can last for a certain time period, or is it days, is it hours, is it weeks?
Oh, it is.
Do you have a general idea of what it is that your experiences have been?
It is a very personal experience. Mine lasted for a year and a half. I mean, it was a long process. And I understand that, according to my guides, I made it tougher on myself than I needed to.
Jeannie, you and I have a lot of
sense of humor about myself. You know, but it can last for a couple days. It can, you know, it feels to me like it's a very personal process depending on the energy that you are shifting. It may be a huge transformation. For me, it was huge. And so it took me longer to integrate that energy and to feel more connected with that energy. That was the thing. It took me a while to, because it was such a powerful energy. And I don't even think I'm done integrating all of it. I think it's a never-ending process.
I think that's a really important word that you're using, because I think that's where a lot of people, because I'm just discovering that myself, is we're integrating a brand new energy. And I think that's really important that people hear that.
Yeah. Oh, definitely.
Well, thank you for sharing that. Thank you very
much. Yeah. No, it's not a problem.
And you know, you kind of touched on this before, Jeannie, when you were kind of talking about the interdimensional communication, but can you really describe that and define that for our listeners?
Yeah. Well, when I talk about interdimensional communication, it's literally the ability to tap into any dimension, any level of energetic density that you want by going to the highest possible vibration first. That allows you to go clearly and safely into any energy, witness any energy, connect with any energy, and be protected and allow the situation to unfold in the highest possible light. So what I do when I'm doing what I call interdimensional session, I go to the highest vibration possible before I connect with the vibrations around the person. Simply because not only it does it shield you and protect you from absorbing, for those of you who are healers and very empathic and you feel energy and may have trouble with the energetic boundaries and maybe absorb some of that, that is a really good tip that I would say to use when you're opening up. Go to the highest vibration, the highest light possible. Go to the white light of the Holy Spirit, the creator consciousness, the goddess consciousness, the source vibration, whatever name that you want to place on it, whatever it means to you, go there. That's going to be your, what I call your diving board. That's going to be your diving board where you're going to go so that you can get to where you need to go to receive the information, to resolve the energetic issue for the healing, so that you can get the highest possible outcome for the person that you're working with and even for yourself if you're doing it for yourself.
Well, that is a phenomenal tidbit. I personally appreciate that one because I do that, but I'm going to word it a little bit differently. I do have a question, though.
Yeah.
What are some of the different planes of the dimensions, and how do you navigate through them?
Sure. Well, okay. Well, we're in what I call the third dimension. So there are some dimensions below us and some dimensions far exceeding us. It's based on the level of density, okay? There's a certain density, a certain vibrational density to each dimension. So in the third dimension, higher vibrations move more slowly in, and heavier vibrations move more quickly. So that goes a long way to explain why negative things move more quickly, and it takes a little longer for positive energy to really take hold. But now the first, and what I call the first and second dimension, is the mineral kingdom is the first, where you're dealing with magnetic properties, what I call the gridding properties, that connect the very, very basics, energies, gravity. I call that gravity, okay? Gravity works with a very basic universal law, and that's what we call, that in that first vibration, or what I connect with the first vibration. We're dealing with gravity. We're dealing with the building blocks of life, the minerals, the elements, and people who tap into that world have the words that come to mind are alchemy and telekinesis are the energies that I associate with that, because people who have the ability to move matter and to affect the laws of physics in that respect are working directly with that first vibration, if you will. So the second vibration is all about the plant kingdom, the elemental kingdom, that help bring those building blocks together to create life. So when you're dealing with the fairies and the very elemental spiritual energy, that's where that plane exists. On that, I call the plant and the fairy realm.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, okay. So then there's us, who we are on the third dimension. And third dimension is really the last concrete dimension that's ruled by the laws of physics. Then you move into the fourth dimension, which is really the space between the what I call the fifth dimension, the earthbound plane, the spiritual plane, before we cross over to what I call the other side. So a lot of times, earthbound spirits, they can feel us, they can interact with us more prevalently because they are closest to our dimension. So that's why, you know, ghosts, earthbound spirits, even loved ones who have been here, who have recently transitioned, have an easier time crossing that bridge because they still carry some of that vibration yet, depending on their situation in their life, circumstance that they left, if that makes sense.
Yeah.
Then you move into the fifth dimension, which is all is pure love. That's home. Okay, that's home. That's where our loved ones are, our guides. Now, here's an interesting fact. Our spirit guides are a little bit lower vibration than some of the other beings over on the other side because they have to be closest to us while we're going through our life process and our life blueprint, okay, so that they can reach us and understand us on a human level, but yet still hold that higher perspective. So when you're dealing with the fifth dimension, again, you're dealing with the ascended masters. You're dealing with the angelic beings. The angelic beings tend to be more on the higher end of that vibration. And you tend to have to be more grounded. You tend to have to be more grounded in your vibration, in a little bit lower vibration, to connect with loved ones who've passed on. And versus angelic energies, you tend to have to raise your vibration up. So helpful tips, helpful hints and tips later on about that.
Yeah.
So then you're dealing with the dimension. Oh, go ahead.
Oh, no, go ahead and finish. I didn't mean to interrupt.
Oh, that's okay. I'm on a roll, right? Okay. I know you ladies are laughing at me, but I told you I could talk. I warned
yes.
you.
That's good, though.
So when we're dealing with the next dimension, we're dealing with what I call the sacred geometrics. The sacred geometrics. There are what I call dimensional beings that work with that. I work directly with that a lot in my healing. Sacred geometry and what I perceive in an aura, I perceive a lot of that. And that's also how I get my information because the beings that I work with are working directly with that level or that vibration. A lot of times. It doesn't mean I don't work with angels. It doesn't mean I don't connect with loved ones. It's just when I do my healing work, that's who I'm dealing with, is the sacred geometric building blocks of vibration. Yep, you got it. So you're also dealing with tone. You're also and vibration and sound on that level as well. So if you hear me yabbering on all night about vibration, it's because that's where that level is coming from, energy. So I talk about vibration a lot, but I consider it very important.
Yes, it is.
Mm-hmm. So the next level is all about what I call the laws of the universe, the very basic laws of the universe. And so when you're working on manifesting something, you know, you're working directly with that level, the very basic laws of the universe, the sacred laws of the universe. There are so many laws of the universe, it's brain candy. You could go to that dimension and it's just, wow. I don't spend a lot of time there unless I'm working with, manifesting on that level. When you're working on manifesting,
we would go to manifest. We've been trying to get there. So
okay. Well, that's where you need to go. So if you're when you're in your manifestation meditations, when you're working on that, ask your higher guidance to bring you there. bring you into that vibration so that you can, so that things move quickly, more quickly for you.
Good.
Just a helpful hint there, too.
Yeah.
So the next level is you're dealing with the pure creator vibration. Okay, you're dealing with unlimited and instant possibilities. This is the area that I have learned to tap into, not only in theta healing, but also tap into for during and prior to my readings as well. So that's a very high, the highest possible energy that I go to when I'm working with someone. Right away I go to that area because it allows me to navigate the other energy fields more quickly and more easily and more clearly.
So it's basically the eight that you work within. I mean, those are the eight that you
have
your
experience. Yeah, and I don't really, you know, my guides have told me, don't really put a number, don't assign numbers to so I don't want to assign, like, oh, there's only eight dimensions, because I feel like there's an infinite number of levels and dimensions. But for the sake of keeping it simple, mm-hmm. that is how I learned it, and that is how I learned it in my theta healing process, and that is how I used to describe it, because it's very simple. It's the easiest way for, I believe, people to connect with when it's just very, very simplified like that.
Wow. Well, yeah. Jeannie, for listeners who are just now tuning in, we are speaking with Jeannie Crescencio. Did I say your name correctly?
Yep, Crescencio, yep.
Crescencio, this
yep.
is the Divine Goddess Blog Talk Radio, and you are on with Beth Jacobson and Marie Langley. We're on every Sundays from 6 to 7 p.m. Central Time. You can follow our show on Blog Talk at divinegoddessradio.wordpress.com, and our email address is divinegoddessradio@gmail.com. We'd love to hear your feedback and insight on our show. And you can reach Jeannie at lightofthesoulascension.com. Her phone number is 651-214-6560. Jeannie is a medium, psychic healer. She is a Jane of all trades. She has some phenomenal tools. If you're wanting to get a hold of her, again, her phone number is 651-214-6560. If you just tuned in, Jeannie was talking about a variety of multidimensional planes that she works with when she works on you with her healing work and during her readings, and she explained eight of them for us. So on to the next question.
Jeannie, when you are, you know, in these dimensions and you're doing your healings, who do you communicate with?
Oh, that's a really good question. To start off with, I think, the first place I go is I go directly to the creator consciousness. And that is, there are no spirit guides there. That's me connecting directly with that vibration, the source vibration. And from there, that, you know, my guides are always with me. My team shows up wherever I go to work. Whenever I go to work, it's like they're all on call. So it just depends on, I have guides that help me in my readings. And a lot of times I will have guides who are very particular and specific to the type of reading that I'm doing. So if I'm doing a mediumship reading, I am dealing with guides who have more experience in that area than I do, so that they can help me, guide me through that. And, you know, especially when I was learning to first navigate that, I had so much help. And a lot of the help that I received were from actual loved ones. They were kind of helping me to navigate that. And my guides, I have one particular male guide who has taught me, the most important thing he has taught me is he said, you know what? You can live in the world and still be a spiritual person. You can work a full-time, boring, corporate job, and you can still be tapped in. You can still be connected to this other power this other connection that you have. And to me, that was the best practical advice time I've ever heard. Because don't you think a lot of us kind of go through that phase where we're oh my gosh, I can't live in this world.
Lord, you're talking to the queen who says that. I say that all the time. And by the way, listeners, this is Beth saying this. So they're not going, Marie, I knew that was me. No, this is Beth saying that. Well, you know, on that same note, and I, Jeannie, you and I are like, we're twinkers. I'm telling you, we are the same, let me tell you. What are these beings here? How are they here to assist us? What specifically, what is their role? What are we here to do? Can you guide people who are just tuning into this and they know nothing about any of this?
Oh, yeah. Well, you know, the first group of being that I began working with that were literally from another part of the galaxy, if you will, were what I call the Orion Masters. And they work directly with helping people raise their vibration. And their role when working with me is specifically to help activate people to a higher vibration, to their higher selves, and connect them with the higher source. So their purpose is to help us open up. And what they showed me is, you know, I'm not the only one that can work with them. We have all these resources and all these people out there in spirit form who are from all these different places that we can ask for help with, and they are ready, they are willing, and they are more than happy to help us. So the Orion Group works with opening you up and activating you. I've also worked with not only, you know, the archangels and the angels who absolutely, I swear to God, their whole purpose is to help raise our vibration to more joy and more love. And becoming more...
Again?
To help raise ourselves to more joy and more love and accepting more joy and more love in our life. And at least that's how they've worked with me on that level. And when I have worked, you know, when I was doing my, what I call my Akashic Records training, as you will, because I also tap a little into that, the first person that I met when I went into the Akashic Records was Edgar Cayce. And he told me, he said, you know, don't be too worried, but understand that sometimes there is a certain level of challenge to having one foot in each world. So his message was basically about staying in balance as possible as I can't even find the words. Listen to me, I'm jumbling. I'm cracking myself up right now. to stay in balance with everything.
Exactly.
With the practical, with the grounded, with the spiritual. Because he was telling me it was hard for him. It was hard for him to stay balanced, because when he started out, he was really a pioneer.
He was.
He was such a pioneer. And so I was like, oh, my gosh, I can't believe I'm talking to you. I can't believe I'm reading your Akashic Records, and you're it's like you're talking to me. It was just a very, very cool experience. So you've got not only that, but he's what I call a spiritual mentor. So you can call on anyone. You just ask the universe. You say, you know what, I really need a mentor for this particular thing I'm working on in life. Doesn't matter what it is. You want to be an author, you want to be an artist, you know, you want to be a baker. Doesn't matter. You need someone to come into your life. Spiritually, you need a new spirit guide as a spiritual mentor. You can ask for that, and you will get someone who has more experience in that area than you do, and you will get that support. So that
could you
also,
do a
go ahead.
I'm sorry. Go ahead. I'm really cutting you off.
That's okay.
I didn't mean to cut you off on that one. But just in case there's anybody out there, a listener, who is going, what's an Akashic Record? Could you just do like a brief explanation so anybody who's just starting on this journey so they have a better understanding of what
that is? What in the heck is that?
Completely
understand. You know, I get that a lot.
Yes.
Basically, the Akashic Records is a vibrational place. It's also called the Hall of Records. It's a place where all the information, past, present, and future, is stored with everything that has occurred and is occurring and has occurred on the planet Earth. There are also Akashic Galactic, what I call the Galactic Records. I also teach about that. So that's a whole nother conversation that we can get into. But there's also different levels of that that you have to go above and beyond the Earth, what I call the Earth Akashic Records. So that's a place that you can tap into for wisdom, healing. It's where your past lives are stored, your future lives are stored. All the information that, it's like a library. Think of it as a library over on the other side that you can go to get information. But it's more holographic than just reading a book.
Oh, Lord, would I love to sit down and talk with you about that one.
I think we should do a show on that, Jeannie.
I would love to have you on there to have you talk about that one, Jeannie.
Oh, yeah, no, it's going into the Akashic Records, when you read a past life, whether it's yours or someone else, it's you go into their experience as them. It's not like you're reading the book, unless that's the only way that you're, like, that is most the appropriate way for you, you know, to get that information. You may get your information another way. But when I go into it, I go into it like jumping off of a cliff. I go directly into the experience.
I would love to go into the galactic records.
Well, yes. I actually have taught a class called Galactic Remembrance. It's all about connecting to your origins and your divinity beyond the Earth experience. Where do I even begin with that?
Well, you know, Jeannie, since you just brought that up, I would love to be able to piggyback off of that. Because are you able to tell people what star system or planet that they come from?
When it's in their best and highest interest, that information does come through.
Okay.
I have seen the most interesting things with people. I've seen people with lizard tails. I've seen people with fairy wings, and people who connect with certain realms. And when it comes to people who have, you know, who are from different, stars and different galaxies and places that I've even never heard of, and that's important for them to know, that's usually ends up being one of the first things that comes up during the session is their divine connection. And I have to say that it's more important for them to get into that vibration themselves than for me to tell them. So hence, that's why I do the certain kind of healing work that I do and offer the workshops that I do so that they can have that direct experience, because for some reason that is so much more pure than having someone tell them where they're from.
Exactly.
You know what I mean?
Yes, it is. I so agree with that.
Well, Jeannie, can you give our listeners some tips on how to speak with spirit? Because I think there are probably some people out there who are, you know, listening to you and thinking, oh, you know, I would really like to learn how to get started with this and you know, tap into this.
Well, one of the first things that I say to people is just, you know, depends on what you want to, you know, what level you want to go. But very simply, there's just very simple things that you can do for yourself. Usually when it comes to mediumship, the first thing you want to do is you want to create a relationship with your spirit guide. This is going to be what I call your spirit guardian, your spirit bouncer, so that this being, whoever this being is, can help keep you clear and help you maintain your integrity of your energy field during a session when you're dealing with another spirit or spiritual being. And so it's all about what I call creating that bridge between you and the other vibration. And it's such a unique and individual process. But some of the helpful hints that I've given that have been very, very powerful in my experience and also working with others is sometimes it's a matter of being quiet. Being quiet and getting heart into your heart center more. getting more into your heart center as a way of quieting your mind. And each, it's what I call the still point. Not to be confused with still point in cranial sacral therapy.
Oh, okay.
Right. The still point is a place that you go that allows you energetically, and this is just me getting all technical, but it's a place that you go within your heart center that allows you to receive information without your mind getting in the way. And it does take a little bit of practice, but it can be done. And everybody has a unique journey, but part of creating that bridge is going to that higher realm, going raising your vibration. So sometimes it's a very unique process with people. So it could be they need more energy healing, they need to do more meditation, they need to change their diet to create more of a space for that energy to come and integrate with them. The most helpful hint that I can give to people is take a moment, just a moment, whether it be 5 minutes, whether it be 10, whether it be an hour, to simply ask the universe, the creator consciousness, what is it that I can do right now to create a stronger connection between myself and my spirit team and my spirit guide and my loved ones? What will help me open up in the best and highest way possible to connect and adhere to the guidance that results of that? So for some people, it may be a feeling to do something. You may get drawn in to do something without really understanding why. And I don't know much more that I could really get into that because it is such a unique process for everyone involved.
Oh, it is.
You know, if you feel drawn to do a class that will allow you to hone that skill in, a lot of people respond to structure.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of people need that structured environment. Creating a sacred space where you can go, whether it be in your home, whether it be somewhere else, to bring that and allow that energy within your life. You have to allow that energy in your life. You have to create space in your life for that energy. Does that make sense?
No, that makes wonderful sense. And
okay.
That's beautiful, because I know we could do an hour show just on that for
uh-huh.
people. That's another idea. So I'm going,
mm-hmm.
There we go. We got two more
mm-hmm.
shows. But I do have a question for you. You know, in the work that you do with people, are you able to guide them on their destiny path or their soul path, their life mission, whatever terminology you want to use?
Well, it's interesting that you say that. There's different layers to that. One is they have a basic, what I call, theme surrounding their soul that they may have been working on for a very long time. It may have nothing to do with their career, ironically, but it will have a lot to do with the lessons they're currently going through in this lifetime. Career path, you know, and what they're passionate with and where they need to be bringing their energy. I call that soul fulfillment, where their soul bring them, what is the direction that they need to go in that will be fulfilling their soul contract and their sacred contracts. So that does come up during readings. It really does.
Very interesting.
That helps. Yeah.
No, that really does help. Is there...
I have a question from the chat room.
Oh, okay.
Can I ask you a question from the chat room?
Uh-huh. Uh-huh.
Okay. Susan has a question. She wants to know if you can tune into what is going on with many of us that are feeling sick. She's had a headache and a sore throat and dizzy for a month now, and she wants to know, is that part of the shift or what's going on?
Well, actually, I'm seeing that what's going on is I'm feeling it right in her solar plexus area. There's something that is needs to be released from that area. She's going through an energetic shift for sure.
Mm-hmm.
But what I'm seeing is there's something in that area that is affecting her physically and causing some of these symptoms. I'm just tuning in a moment and asking, you know, what is it that she can do to kind of help release some of that? First thing that comes is grounding, the grounding process.
Grounding.
Also, I'm hearing drinking more water. I feel a little bit of a diet shift as well that will help clear out of that. And I'm also hearing releasing fears.
Mm.
So a lot of these uncomfortable feelings and things that are going on, I'm also seeing that her crown chakra is opening up. That's what's creating the dizziness.
Uh-huh.
And grounding will help with that.
Okay. Wow.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Now, Jeannie, is there anything that, do you have a any lotions or any products that you sell
that
you recommend to people that you would like to put on the air and let people know that you have them for sale?
Absolutely. If you go to my website and you go under the More tab, it brings you down to all these different things. I have a product page there where I sell what I call Crystal Reiki Aura Balm. And that is, it's a thicker balm. It's not quite like a salve, but it's like a thicker lotion. And it's got organic oils. It has no chemical preservatives. It's gluten-free. It has natural essential oils. I also place crystals within it and charge it with Reiki. And so each one works on two specific chakras, except for one that works on all the chakras. And so I have, for example, I have what I call my crystal clear balm. That works with the throat chakra and the solar plexus. And why the solar plexus and the throat? Because they're complementary to each other. If one's out of balance, the other's out of balance. So I have complementary crystals within that balm that I actually place in there. So when you're done, you'll get crystals. Do healing work with that. And what you do is you can rub it over your throat and over your stomach solar plexus area, and it will help balance the energy there and create kind of an alignment in that area that of the issues that maybe that you were dealing with in that particular part of your life or physically even. So my whole idea behind them is, how can I help you, give you something that you can use tangibly every day, for a month, say, that will help you release some of these blocks that may have been holding your energy from going to a higher place and higher potential.
Nice.
So, yeah.
And so, Jeannie, on that, how much did you say you sell those for?
Those are $14.60 each.
Okay.
And they're 4-ounce jars.
Okay. I know when I met you at an expo maybe 3 weeks ago, I tried one on, and it's really powerful. So I would highly recommend the individual who asked about that to go onto our website and see if it rings true for you and resonates for you.
Yeah, absolutely.
And also want to know before, because we're preparing to wind up here soon, are there any helpful tidbits that you can give to individuals that will help them with shifting easier through the energy? Because this past week have been like really intense energy. Are there any recommendations? We have about 19 seconds left. If you'd like to give any feedback on that.
The best thing that you can do for yourself is be gentle with yourself right now. Don't expect your perfection right now. Everything's releasing. Things are shifting. Just allow it to be. Allow it to go. Go, feel what you have to feel. Ground when you feel like you need it. Drink plenty of water. Get enough sleep. That it's as simple as it gets right there.
Well, awesome. Well, Jeannie, we're at the end of our show. But really fast. We really thank you for being on with us.
Yeah, it was fun.
You have so much wonderful information that you shared with us, and I see a couple more shows coming with you, so that's awesome.
I'm excited.
And we really thank our listeners. And if you'd like to follow us, please follow us at our blog at divinegoddessradio.wordpress.com. Our email address is divinegoddessradio@gmail.com. And if you'd like us on our Facebook page, too, we'd love it. It's Divine Goddess Radio, and that will help us grow as well. And everybody have a wonderful week, and love and light to you all, and we'll see you next Sunday. Thank you, Jeannie.
Yep, thanks.
Good evening. Yep.
Bye-bye.